Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
The month of April will be observed as Cancer Awareness Month, and the Jamaica Cancer Society, JACS, will undertake a number of activities to increase awareness about various cancers affecting Jamaicans. Today on Healthline, we look at the work of the JCS and how activities planned for April can help save the lives of many Jamaicans. The Jamaica Cancer Society offers counseling and support for cancer patients and their families. Through public and private partnership, the JCS increased the number of screenings it did last year.
In 2015, the Society, along with its partners, provided screening for 21,147 men and women for cancer of the breast, cervix, and prostate. This represented a 17.5% increase over the number screened in 2014.
President of the Jamaica Cancer Society, Hewlett Garden. This year, more focus will be placed on encouraging persons to practice a healthy lifestyle.
We focus our efforts on health promotion and screening to open the doors for early detection and effective treatment to take place. We will be strengthening those existing partnerships while seeking to establish new collaborations to support the expansion of our programs to reach more communities across the island.
Already, two national cancer centers are under construction, one at the Cornwall Regional Hospital and the other at the St. Joseph Hospital in Kingston.
These centers of excellence will provide cancer patients with timely and efficient access to state-of-the-art treatment, with our most vulnerable patients having access at no cost.
Cervical cancer is a leading cause of death among women and is prevalent in Jamaica. Gynecologist and volunteer at the JCS, Dr. Wendell Guthrie, says a pap smear is the most common and affordable screening method used in Jamaica to detect cancer of the cervix.
A screening method should be able to find a disease before it has become established, easily accessible, not very invasive, inexpensive, and universally available. The pap smear satisfies all of that sort of criteria.
A pap smear picks up cells from the cervix and assesses whether there are abnormal cells present. There are, however, misconceptions about the procedure.
It is not something that you scrape the cervix. When you listen to ads and talk, that is so scary. A sample of cell is taken, sometimes even with a little brush. So there's no scraping and clipping on all of that, like what the perception is out in the street.
The Cancer Society will, among other things, seek to clarify these misconceptions through its awareness campaign. Throughout April, volunteers will distribute flyers and brochures explaining the various cancers and promoting healthy lifestyle.
We will be having our lecture series on the 17th of April, and this is around cervical cancer as well. We'll be having exhibits and we'll be going across the country. We'll be in Montego Bay, we'll be in Manchester, engaging the public, increasing awareness around cervical cancer, conducting pap smear screening as well.
President of the Jamaica Cancer Society, Hewlett Garden. The Dr. St. Joseph St. Elmo Hall Lecture Series will be held at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston on April 17, starting at 8:30 a.m. In terms of cancer research, Dr. Guthrie says local scientist Dr. Lawrence Williams is far advanced in developing a treatment using Guinean weed.
Guinean weed has been shown to be very anti-tumor in its properties. But before that even reached the market, it has to pass through certain things like animal studies and all of that. So that is one of the big promise we have on the way.
Gynecologist and volunteer at the Jamaica Cancer Society, Dr. Wendell Guthrie. So, progress is being made in terms of treatment and testing for cervical and other cancers in Jamaica. However, research has indicated that more lives can be saved with early detection. All pap smears during the month of April will be discounted. So, go get tested. It may save your life. This has been another edition of Healthline. For producer Giovanni Dennis, I'm Andre Palmer, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Thank you for listening.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.